corner of Saul's robe. Saul started chasing David from place to place. At one point, they came to a large rock formation. David and his men were on one side, and Saul and his army were on the other. If Saul had gone a little farther, he would have seen David and been able to get him. Just then a messenger went to Saul and said, "Hurry! You need to come back! The Philistines have invaded our land!" So Saul had to retreat in order to save the nation from the Philistines. After that rock formation was called Rock of Escape. David moved his men to the Canyon of En-Gedi. After Saul was done fighting the Philistines, he heard that David was at En-Gedi. He selected 3,000 of his best soldiers and took them towards the canyon. Along the way, Saul stopped and went into a cave to relieve himself. He didn't know. David and his army were in the back of that cave. His men were thrilled that the Lord had given Saul to David. They whispered, "Kill him." Instead, David quietly got close and cut off the corner of Saul's robe. Instantly, he felt guilty for doing this. He said to his men, "Hear what I'm saying. God anointed Saul to be king over Israel. Even my little finger won't hurt him." He held his men back so Saul could leave the cave peacefully. As the king was walking away, David came out and yelled, "My lord the king!" Saul stopped and looked back. David was standing there. He said, "Who are you listening to? Who told you I wanted to hurt you? Look at the corner of your robe. It's missing because I'm holding it in my hand. God gave your life to me when you came into this cave. My men told me to kill you. But I didn't because you're my king. You're the Lord's anointed. And I would never hurt you. Listen to what I'm saying. I haven't sinned against you. Still, you're trying to kill me. I've asked the Lord to judge between us, and I know he will make things right, but I will never hurt you." When Saul heard this, he broke down and cried. He said, "Oh, my son David, you're more righteous than I. You have only returned good for all the bad I have done to you. How is it that the Lord gave me to you and you didn't kill me? Who's heard of such a thing? Now I know it's true. You'll be the king over Israel. Oh, David, my son, swear to me by the Lord that when you're king, don't kill my descendants. Don't eliminate my father's name from our tribe." So David made that vow to Saul. The king then took his men and returned back home. David went back into hiding. About that same time, the prophet Samuel died, and everyone in Israel mourned his death.